Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme talking today about bacteria on your teeth. Those bacteria that cause cavities. Almost all cavities are actually caused by the bacteria living on your teeth. Some bacteria produce acid, some doesn't. Well, when you're born, the bacteria from your mother's mouth, usually, sometimes father's, is transferred into your mouth. They kiss you when you're born. Oh, boo, boo, boo. And they transfer their bacteria. Then as you're growing up, these bacteria multiply and multiply and get very well genetically suited for your mouth. So they grow there. Now that bacteria, if it produces acid, well, you get cavities. If it doesn't produce acid, you don't get cavities. Now, when my son was born, my wife didn't have cavities. So I had her take a Q-tip, rub on her teeth, and rub in my newborn baby's mouth. And lo and behold, he doesn't get cavities. Now, we can do that across the country. All birthing hospitals could have bacteria-laden Q-tips handy and have people with that don't get cavities, that have bacteria that doesn't produce acid, inoculate the children as they're born. Well, that's not going to happen because we're squeamish. Now, if you take and look at the various bacteria in different people's mouths, they have found, a dentist in Florida actually did that. He sampled hundreds of thousands of people and was growing their bacteria on the agar plates, the little dishes where you grow bacteria. And what do you know? He found one that killed the other bacteria. It was essentially penicillin. But it did produce acid. Now, if you go out there and get a dental hygienist that goes in and cleans people's teeth to save some of that tartar that they scrape off, and you start growing your own bacteria, and you find a bacteria that produces or that kills the other bacteria, and even if it produces acid, that's okay. Grow hundreds of plates of different types of tooth bacteria and grow that one that kills the others. Grow large sheets of it, hit it with x-rays so it mutates, then take those mutated strains, separate them out, grow them, and test them for how much acid they produce. Now, mutated, some will produce more, some less, some the same. Well, you take those that produce less that still kill the other bacteria and replicate those into a huge sheet and x-ray it and keep doing this time after time, you'll eventually end up with bacteria that kills the other tooth bacteria but doesn't produce any acid. Put that in a yogurt, one spoonful of yogurt, and now you're immune to cavities. Now, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands to millions, somewhere in that broad area, in order to complete this project. If you're good at grant writing, or you know somebody that's good at grant writing, and you apply for grants to start this project to solve the cavity problems of the world, you might get the funding. And if you get the funding, well, the people running the project can receive a good salary for running it. And consultants, that's me, can receive some of the funding. So let's get this funded, write those grants, apply all over the place, set up the systems, and let's get it running. We need to solve cavities. And this can be solving cavities around the world for a very low cost. Brewing the bacteria into yogurt and distributing it. Now, there's going to be all kinds of legal problems. But when you mutate randomly things, you hit it with X-rays or radiation of any sort, and it randomly mutates, that's considered natural. And so the FDA cannot ban it. If you genetically modify it on purpose, you know, you use CRISPR to genetically modify it, then they have full regulatory power over you. So go ahead, do it randomly, get it out there, not patentable. So once it's out there, anybody else can take a sample of your yogurt, breed their own bacteria, and sell it. But our goal isn't to make money from this, other than a nice wage from the grant. Our purpose is to solve dental problems, to solve cavities around the world. If you maintain that as your goal, this is a worthwhile endeavor, and I encourage you to go out and do it. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.